Check, check, check.
Hello, hello. Is this broad?
Check, check, check.
How do you do?
Check, check, check.
Is this broadcasting all over Canada?
Hopefully.
Yeah. Check, check, check. The north?
The Nanook of the north.
Way up.
Check, check, check.
I've seen
check,
that movie.
Check. Are we rolling already, Mr. Cameraman?
Prince, are we okay? Check, check, check.
Check, 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 check.
Who are you?
I am Jello Biafra, and you're not.
Jello, who'd you have beside you?
I have Roger Taylor of Queen.
Yes, but I would like to be known as Ron in the Box.
A.K.A. King Buzzo of the...
But today I want to be Ron in the Box.
Also known as King Buzzo of the Jelvins.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Buzz, what is your name in the Jelvins, in Jello with the Melvins? What is your name?
I can't remember.
We rotate them around. I think I made him Kim Jong Buzzo the last time, and he was...
I was happy about it.
Well, I think he was Jean-Benet Milosevic on the first album. I figure everybody already knows who we are, so we might as well keep rotating the names.
Hey,
so.
Whoa. You bitches are doing an interview with Nardwar and he didn't tell me?
And who are you?
He said not to tell you.
It's because I told him he looked like Noddy Holder.
And who are you?
Who the hell are you?
And you are Dale.
I am Dale.
He's Billy Ray Cyrus of Altamont.
Also playing with the Jelvins.
Playing with the Jelvins.
So it's really exciting. I hear you guys are covering Wesley Willis.
Boy, news travels fast, doesn't it?
Yeah. Don't tell anybody.
Well, because Wesley used so many of the same keyboard programs for different songs, we're going to play an entire set of Wesley songs, but never have to learn more than one song, except for me, where I know enough of those Wesley lyrics, it's like remembering all the Cheech and Chong dialogue when I was in middle school.
Dave's
or
not
something.
Here, man.
What do you think about playing Wesley Willis?
I'm into it.
What Wesley Willis songs are you guys doing?
We're doing Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Was that hard to learn, Buzz?
It has its perks.
Because it's pretty hard to cover Wesley Willis, Jello.
Well, I've been trying to rise to the occasion, but
I have
a ways to go.
Check it out. See, things are good in America. See? We're eating good down here.
Buzz, Jello apparently has been taking off his shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like staring into the sun.
When was the last time you took off your shirt, Jello Biafra? This hasn't happened a lot, has it?
I actually took it off today before I put this one on. In the privacy of where I'm staying, of course.
But how about on stage? Have you seen Jello without his shirt, Dale, when you're back behind the drums?
I have, and he's threatened to do a nude show.
Nude show.
I dread the day.
A new Jello Biafra show?
Oh, there's been a few of those. None of them were planned, but...
How many of them were spoken word shows?
None yet.
A nude spoken word show. That's the one.
Well, I mean, when I interviewed Nina Hartley in a bookstore in Philadelphia for Free Speech TV during the Republican convention, she was doing an in-store nude.
Yeah, but doesn't she do everything nude?
On stage, Jello, you've been dressed up quite nicely wearing like a Confederate shirt. I've seen you in a Confederate shirt.
Have I seen me in a Confederate shirt?
You weren't in D.C.
Yeah, but he couldn't have seen it in D.C., and that's the only time I think I've ever worn a Confederate shirt.
I saw a picture of you wearing it in D.C.
How do you get all this stuff?
The internet!
There's this thing called...
The internet!
There's this thing, Jello, that you don't know about called the internet. Yeah. I know why you don't like it, because Al Gore invented it.
That's right. Al Gore invented
the internet. That is a major turnoff, although a bigger one is all these people who treat it as a little small-town gossip spy network, or I feel like I'm living in one big panopticon in cyberspace, and I don't even have a computer. People know all these things about me, but you know, some of them are actually true. Some of them aren't, though.
Jello, you were dressed up. What do Buzz and Dale dress up as?
Creeps. You'll have to see.
Creeps.
Because you're wearing skirts? I've seen some skirts on stage.
Long skirts. Actually, we like to call them moo-moos.
Not me. I can't drum in a dress.
Who else is in the Jelvins? There's one other gentleman in the Jelvins, isn't there? Or two other gentlemen.
One other one tonight. His name is Sir David Scott Stone, and he's a freak from Los Angeles.
You also were...
We've occasionally had Adam Jones as well, who's...
Another freak from Los Angeles.
Exactly.
From Tool.
Yeah, right now he's tooling for a new album with his other fellow freaks from Los Angeles in that main project of his.
Last night, Jello, did you shoot some mayonnaise into the audience?
It was actually mayonnaise mixed with cheese, made in Japan. A woman from the... Oh, Iron Composers series gave me that because she couldn't get me crack brand crackers on my birthday. So she gave me that, but I don't really like mayonnaise, so I decided to squirt it all over everybody.
How did the audience take to that, Buzz?
I didn't even notice.
Did you notice anything, Dale?
I noticed there was one kid that just stood there with a big splotch of it at his face. Pretty funny.
The whole show? The whole show?
It was the whole show.
It's not going to hurt you. Don't panic. It's organic.
Jill-Baffer in the Jelvins. That's a great slogan.
That's right.
I don't think it's even true with that stuff. It was too weird a color to be organic.
Well, don't panic. It's inorganic.
Jill-Baffer in the Jelvins. You guys have a song called Yuppie.
Yuppie Cadillac.
Yuppie Cadillac. Now, is it true, Jello, years ago that you somehow wangled a free budget rent-a-car in the dead Kennedys, speaking of Cadillacs?
That was before commercial sponsorship smelled as bad as it did today with Blitzkrieg Bop and Iggy
Songs. The truth comes out.
Basically, budget rent-a-car in England, and England only, offered to give us some free rent-a-car if we'd plug them somehow. So there was a Dead Kennedy song about called The Prey from about a mugging of a tourist from the mugger's point of view. So in the lyric sheet, after the guy reached for his keys right before he got jumped, we put the budget rent-a-car keys, and sure enough, we got the car. Or I got the car later when I was over there on my honeymoon way back when I was actually married. But the downside of it was I had to drive in London on the left side of the road where they drive really, really fast, and I kept turning into the wrong lanes, and as Wesley would put it, it was a hail ride.
Jello Biafra, here you are in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, singing with the Jelvins. Can I call the band the Jelvins, Buzz and Dale?
That's up to them. A lot of other people have.
Fine with me.
What do you think about alternate singers for the Jelvins? Because you, Buzz, and you, Dale, almost made me an alternate singer for the Jelvins.
We didn't almost make you. You were.
You put me on the spot. What happened, Jello? You were supposed to show up at an in-store at Electric Heavyland in Seattle. You didn't show up, so what happened?
So you were there, and it took us 20 minutes to talk you into doing it. While we stood on stage waiting.
I had to do the song, I Am the Owl.
Oh, that would have been worth seeing. I should have got up a little earlier.
Well, actually, I didn't do it because I was frightened and I didn't know any of the lyrics, so I just got everybody to jump up and down.
Well, not knowing any of the words hasn't stopped any of the scab hoes who sing in the fake Dead Kennedys, now has it? They never learned the words either.
Ba-boom!
What does that mean?
I don't know. That was just like a punchline, an exclamation mark.
That's like booyah!
With the Jelvins, you guys have played many interesting locations, like that in-store at Electric Heavyland. Well, Jello, you didn't make it there. But did you play a church in Philadelphia? A church?
We did, yeah. I can't quite figure it out. There were literally kids smoking pot in the church.
How DIY was the church? Was it like a corporate sort of place, or was it really an underground church?
It was less DIY than we thought. Actually, they had their shit together.
It was okay. It was fun.
It was good.
There was no cross in the church, though.
It was a Unitarian church, which is a more activist branch that should never be associated with a religious rite. I'd done shows in the upstairs where the actual church is before, with everybody sitting in the pews for one of my spoken word shows, where I actually got to play They Threw Me Out of Church by Wesley Willis over a church PA in a church before I went on. But the punk shows, which the Unitarian people feel is community outreach for kids on the street and all that, they go on in the basement. However, the basement...
lots of stuff goes on in the basement.
However, the basement was not very well ventilated, to put it mildly, so it was kind of like playing in hell.
Buzz, with the Melvins, do you always have the same members in the Melvins? Don't you sometimes trick the crowd into thinking that security guards are in the Melvins? Could you explain that?
We have done that in the past, yes. One time we were playing with Tool in Portland, Oregon. We dressed up our bass player in a security guard's outfit and sent him out about 20 minutes before we played into the orchestra pit, but it's behind the barrier. He was out there yelling at people and screaming, and then we went on stage like half an hour later, and I said, our bass player's sick. Does anybody know how to play bass? And he raises his hand, and we brought him on stage, and we played the show. And it was really funny, on the internet, some kids said, yeah, their bass player was sick, and the security guard played, and he did pretty good.
and then the drummer yelled at him, don't quit your day job. They're really mean to that guy.
He did a good job.
Yeah, he did great.
It's weird.
I don't know what they're complaining about.
Buzz and Dale, you guys have been rocking out for a long time. You're originally from Aberdeen, Washington. Now, from Aberdeen, we got the Melvins, Metal Church, Nirvana, the drummer from Panzer Division. Oh, sorry, the bass player from Panzer Division, Chris Freeman. Who else is from Aberdeen?
He's from Aberdeen?
Yes, he is. Chris Freeman from Panzer Division is from Aberdeen. I think you once told me, is there like a Doobie Brother from Aberdeen?
There is a Doobie Brother from Aberdeen. I can't remember which one it is.
So Kurt Cobain, the Melvins, Metal Church, all from Aberdeen with the Doobie Brother.
Yeah, that's true. What do you want me to, I have no excuse.
Well, it kind of all comes around tonight, because tonight you guys are playing with? DOA and Annie Kidd. And is it true one of the first punk gigs you brought Kurt Cobain to see was DOA, Buzz?
No, the first punk gig he saw was Black Flag.
Oh, I thought it was DOA, Canadian Connection.
Oh, no, Black Flag.
Do you ever remember from DOA back in the day? Because like you're playing with DOA tonight as the Jelvins. Do you remember DOA in Aberdeen or anything like that? Any early punk gigs?
Oh yeah, I saw DOA.
My very first gig with the Melvins was with DOA.
Opening for DOA.
And where was that and what do you remember about it and how's it going to compare to tonight?
It was at the Tropicana and I don't remember much about it at all because I was wasted out of my mind. I do remember DOA playing Live to Party, Live to Party.
I think that was Let's Wreck the Party, wasn't it?
Well, I think it was Live to Party.
Back then it was
Live to Party, Live to Party.
But it has stuck in your mind for like 20 odd years, so that's a really successful tune then.
21 years.
Yeah, but so is a lot of commercials.
Jello, what have Buzz and Dale taught you?
What have they taught me?
Like, what have you learned?
Among other things, never to do interviews with them, especially if you're in the room.
What do you mean?
And what have you learned from Jello Biafra?
Let's think. That it's okay to wear clothes that make it to where everybody has to wear sunglasses to look at you.
Hi-yo! Booyah!
Jello, have you told them all about the Stampeders or Canadian rock? You love the Stampeders, don't you?
They're not a huge favorite, no.
I've never heard of them. Please
explain. Song, oh, what a feeling, what a rush.
That was them?
I think so.
I think somebody else did that too, actually. I'm not sure. I just thought they were really funny because they had this huge feather on the guy and these really goofy ass outfits and stuff. But you know, they do not compare to Les Clacels or César and the Romans or however you pronounce that in French or some of the really high quality bands that came later like The Government.
From Toronto, Ontario.
Here's what I learned.
Hemingway killed disco music.
Oh, yeah. And so did, oh, God, I can't remember the rest of the words. I remember Flat Tire better. But now I know I remember what I learned from the Melvins. You may be tired of hearing me retell this story you told me, but I have to tell it again anyway.
No, go ahead.
Eventually, I think Research or V-Search is going to put out a volume 2 of that book, Pranks. And one of the things that has to go in is the one they told me about, a farm kid in the Aberdeen area, brought a stillborn calf into town and left it in a women's bathroom stall in McDonald's.
In the toilet.
How is that for prank? Of course, one cop car screeches to a halt, then another, everybody watches. That's good. As good as Paul Mavridis of Anarchy Comics, which is in the last Pranks book, taking a big old motorcycle lock and padlocking the doors shut at an evangelist gathering in Arkansas and locking everyone inside.
Jello Biafra, are Dale and Buzz aware of Iron Composer?
Oh yeah, Jello's told me of Iron Composer.
What is Iron Composer, Buzz? It's incredible. It involves some of the mayonnaise that was shot into the audience last night.
Yeah, I heard him saying that, but I don't know anything about it.
Iron Composer, it's like Iron Chef, except it's Iron Composer. It's Jello Biafra versus Wayne Kramer, Iron Composer. Who do you think would win that battle?
Jello.
I did win in the end, amazingly.
Jello hasn't been to prison. That's the difference.
Oh, Wayne. No, we had a great time. It was a... It's like Iron Chef, where you have to write a song on the spot with all these people trying to interfere with you
by beating you up
in the middle of pillow fights. There's a roller derby queen fight in front of you. People all trying to act like you, trying to interview me while I'm trying to write this song. And I'm not a guitar player or anything, so luckily they had somebody where I sang the parts to him, and he figured them out, even though everybody is yelling at me and everything. The song actually came out pretty good. It was a riff that if we had more time and learned more songs, I put real lyrics to it, it might have wound up on the one of the two Jelvins albums, but maybe next time.
Jello Biafra and Dale and Buzz of the Jelvins, you guys have a new song called Those Dumb Punk Kids.
We'll buy anything.
And it mentions the band The Miss
fart fits?
The Misfits in it. Now,
guess what? We found out recently that Glenn Danzig has been mad at us for years because we stole one of his t-shirt designs that he stole from somebody else.
Boom!
So it's somebody ripped off the stuff that I ripped off.
That's not the first time. The Misfits skull is from an old movie.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm talking about.
They were running around claiming they were going to beat the crap out of me back in the day because they said I stole Halloween from them.
They invented Halloween.
Yeah, Susie and the Banshee song didn't, and the half Japanese song didn't.
No, they didn't.
The Carpenter films didn't, but I did. It was just,
you did it. It was kind of
scary because I have seen some real violence surrounding that group of people.
Well,
so.
They're big steroid pumped up prison looking guys.
Have you played with them at all? Have the Melvins and Danzig ever mixed it up?
No.
Not about the Misfits. No, nothing.
Nope.
But I'd be into it because Danzig looks like he's a bottom.
Explain.
Hey, you might run into him at a comic book convention in L.A.
I have seen him at comic book conventions in L.A. thumbing through Archie comics.
I saw him.
What's wrong with that? That's good.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with it.
I do hope it was the Christian Archie comics.
Wait a minute. I saw him at Amoeba buying Elvis records.
who'd have thunk it?
Jello Biafra, you were the MC for Operation Ceasefire.
That was a great big demonstration and later concert on September 24th in D.C. The organizers expected 100,000 people, but 300,000 showed up, giving the finger to Bush as they went by the White House. Of course, the corporate media and Fox News said it was only 20,000, and the counter-protesters outnumbered them, but even the Washington Post estimated the number of counter-protesters at 200.
Apparently, Al Sharpton was there, and you talked to Al Sharpton. Jello and Al Sharpton buzz.
That sounds good.
Do you get a lot of those celebs out at the Melvins, Jelvins gigs?
Never anybody as cool as Al Sharpton.
What was it like meeting Al Sharpton? You were spotted talking to Al Sharpton.
I don't know by who because I didn't actually talk to him.
It
was a wild backstage and it was weird. It was like, oh, there's Ian MacKaye. Oh, there's Gee. Oh, there's Joan Baez. There's Cindy Sheehan. There's Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Although I did yank Cornel West out of the guest tent to make sure he saw the bell raise and he fell in love with Lisa immediately.
How about Joan Baez or Steve Earle?
Joan, it was kind of emotional for me because I heard a lot of her music when I was a small child before I got into rock and then respected her for standing up to Nixon in the Vietnam War in the late 60s. And she even did the Joe Hill song at the protest. It was also interesting seeing her white-haired fans trying to make sense of the punk rock bands that came on before she did.
There was no interaction with Reverend Al Sharpton at all?
No.
None.
You were holding some sign though that said make pizza not war. What about love? Does Jello like love on the road at all?
As far as I know.
I mean, there was a kid in the crowd holding up a sign that said Dick Cheney kills kittens. I thought that was the best part. Then we got to do one more question, then we got to run.
Winding up here, Buzz and Dale, just lastly, a little Melvins tidbit. I think it's amazing. The Melvins, one of the heaviest bands in the world, right, Jello?
Well, we're getting there.
You played a gig with Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, lightest bands. I love that. Shadowy Men versus the Melvins.
Well, it was more of a teaming of sorts. That was outdoors in Olympia, Washington. How did you know about that?
It was part of the International Pop Underground in 1991.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't there.
No.
I wasn't there.
What were you doing?
I was in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Doing what?
I was recovering from the Fugazi gig I organized a week before where I had to buy $800 worth of portable toilets.
They wouldn't let you cross the border, would they?
No, they let me cross the border, no promise.
With 800 toilets?
No, I had to spend $800 on portable toilets for the gig to happen. Because the cop said he had me by the balls. And if I didn't buy those $800 worth of portable toilets, the gig would go on, and I bought the toilets, but then nobody used them.
You bought them or you rented them?
Well,
for that amount of money, you should have been the owner of them, and then you could sell them off to somebody else.
Actually, too bad eBay wasn't around back then.
Yeah,
that would have been amazing.
Yeah, I think those portable toilets are going for a lot on eBay now.
So, Jelvins,
Ian MacKaye sat here.
Ian MacKaye shat here.
Winding up here, Jelvins.
Booyah!
What sort of hecklers come out to a Jelvins gig? I heard some hecklers were yelling, Nader! Nader!
I didn't notice.
I didn't hear that one either.
I just keep the guitar cranked up, and they don't know. I can't hear a thing.
But I mean, in all seriousness, Buzz, Jello Biafra here. What can you tell the people last year about Jello Biafra, the PRMC? I mean, this is serious. Jello versus the PRMC.
Yeah. Where would NWA be without it?
Really?
Yeah, totally.
In what way?
They wouldn't have been able to sell a single record.
If it wasn't for Jello getting under pressured from the PRMC?
Setting a precedent, making it possible.
I guess what I mean by that is, what have you learned from working with Jello Biafra?
We're having a blast. It's good.
What have I learned from working with me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Because I'm a composer but a non-musician of sorts, it's like, well, it's great when these songs that have been in my head for a long time, to hear them actually played and actually come out really good. I mean, that's one of the best feelings I ever have. And then they came out pretty good. I think both the albums we did, Never Breathe What You Can't See, and then the newer one, Sig Howdy, I can actually crank them at home and enjoy them even though I'm on them.
And they're longer songs too, Jello. They're longer than some of the songs that maybe Jello fans are used to, I guess, except for your spoken word, eh?
Well, I mean, people who listen to Time to Melt or Full Metal Jackoff over and over again are going to be disappointed at how short these are. But
CDs are longer. You know, you can get more on it, so you can have longer songs.
I mean, do you feel Jello jealous that Jello did some rapping on a rap album? Didn't you rap with rapper Cage?
What? That was a collaboration by mail where I overdubbed some stuff for him, yeah.
Jello did some rapping. Do you feel jealous? Like, do you think the next Jelvin's collaboration can have some rapping?
I'm not into it, personally.
Hi-yo!
Booyah!
Last question.
Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all? Why should people care about Jello and the Melvins and Sig Howdy?
Why not?
Because it's good.
All right, well, thanks so much, Jelvins. Keep on rocking in the free world and doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Quack, quack.
Booyah! Booyah!
Hi-yo!
Great.
Classic.